This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. U.S. Marine and Army units today stepped up their assault on Fallujah, the insurgent-held stronghold west of Baghdad. In the second day of their drive to take control of the city, American forces began house-to-house searches and encountered heavy machine gun fire. One U.S. tank commander says the insurgents are putting up a strong fight. NPR's Ann Garrels is with the Marine Battalion. Ann, tell us the latest as you know it.
The latest is that the troops, thousands of troops, about 10,000, are now in the city. They're moving very slowly. It started essentially yesterday when these troops massed outside at a staging area. It was like a photograph from World War I. The troops dug foxholes to protect themselves from incoming rockets and mortars, waiting for the word to go. And just after sunset in the pitch dark, they crossed a railroad embankment on the northern edge. There was a huge explosion as engineers blew a hole in the track so that armored personnel carriers could move the troops through. And they went in waves. There are six battalions taking part, two Army, four Marines. It was a brutal night. They came under fire as soon as they breached the berm. There were high winds. There was pelting rain. They've now edged forward under heavy fire. Power was cut in the city. Artillery from way back sent in rounds that exploded like fireworks and then sent out clouds of smoke to provide cover. The insurgents, in turn, were firing off red and blue flares to blind the Marines and their sensitive night vision equipment.
So the insurgents are putting up a battle. They're not melting away at this point.
Oh, no, they're very definitely putting up a battle. And as anticipated, there are a lot of what are called IEDs. These are these sort of deadly roadside bombs. And we haven't seen any reports yet of or heard from the Marines about booby-trap buildings, but they're anticipating that too. So as they're dodging around, they're dodging fire and the fear that if they go into a building, it could well be booby-trapped.
And do you have any word on casualties at this point?
Well, the battalion I'm with took six casualties overnight. Only one was serious, and that, frankly, was good news to the medics. The commanders say the Marines, they're just determined to go ahead, have no choice but to reclaim the city. The commanders, you know, say that they're going to reclaim and take control of the city where the insurgents have been since an aborted attack last April.
Now, again, you're with a Marine battalion. I know there are some limits on what you can tell us about location and whatnot, but can you describe the situation around you?
Well, I'm going in and out with supply train. I was at when they breached the berm, but did not go all the way in, and I'm now just about to go into the city. The question is how far we can go in at this point. The Marines, my battalion has only moved about 500 yards so far. The fighting has been that heavy, and the roads are very difficult to move through, even with armored vehicles, because there's a lot of rubble from the explosions. The artillery and jet fire bombing destroyed a lot of buildings in the city overnight. The sky was just lit up. It was just constant pounding. And so our dilemma now is the Marines need to resupply. The troops inside need water and food and more ammunition. But what routes to take in and how to get there is now the question.
Right, and again, you're with a group that is providing the supplies.
Right, and attempting to get back into the city.
Ann, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Ann Garrels with a Marine battalion in Fallujah.